Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank and praise the Lord, for this is the day that the Lord have made. And I don't know about you, but I made up in my mind a long time ago, regardless to what come my way, I'm going to rejoice. I don't rejoice. And according to James, the first chapter, we don't rejoice in trials and tribulation and testing based upon what it looked like and how it make us feel. But we rejoice because we know that we're not in it by ourselves, and we know that the Lord going to make everything all right. So, therefore, that's why I say I will rejoice, you know, every day. I had to make up in my mind, this is the day that the Lord have made. I'm not alone. I'm not by myself, and whatever I have to face, the Lord gonna grace me with the ability, the strength to face it, so I can rejoice knowing that God knows what's best for me. And I just thank and praise the Lord for another day. I thank and praise the Lord for He, the Holy Spirit, that abide on the inside of us. Thank you, Lord. The Holy Spirit is the one that graces with the power, the ability to endure, to conquer, to stand and face, give us the courage and boldness to face whatever we need to face. This is the Apostolic Prophet Willie M. Miller, and I'm so glad to be on the broadcast. We haven't been on lately due to some doctor appointments, some mishaps, some things came up, but nevertheless, in the midst that we not haven't been on the air lately, I pray that you have continued to believe and trust God. We're going to talk about trust this evening, because as the time draw nigh, and I truly believe, my brother and my sister, that we're living in the last days, the last of the last days. I really believe that. And in the process of that, we're going to have to keep our faith strong. And we're going to have to continue to believe and trust in God. I used to hear the old saying said, trust is when you can't trace Him, when you can't make sense out of your situation. You know, that's when you have to really rely and trust God, and that is so important. So there, too, again, we're going to talk about trust. You know, the Bible tells us it's impossible to please God without faith. And I don't know about you, but I'm finna get in and get my faith renewed. And because the Bible says it's impossible to please God without faith, the Bible also say that we need to examine ourselves to see whether we're not in faith. The Bible says that all men don't have faith. Now, if you're a born-again believer, God have given you a measure of faith. But it's up to you how your faith going to grow and how fast it going to grow. You have to learn, and I learned this, in order for my faith to continue to grow, because the Bible said we go from faith to faith and glory to glory. You have to apply it to your situation. And as I stated, I done experienced a lot of things. Things been happening in my life. But I just thank and praise the Lord for the Holy Spirit abiding on the inside of me. I thank and praise the Lord that I do have the mind of Christ. I thank God the blood of Jesus have cleansed me from a sin conscience. And I have the mind of Christ, because Christ is in me, the hope of glory. The greater one is on the inside of me. And I just thank and praise the Lord for his son Jesus, who is now my Savior and my Lord. And I decree his lordship over this broadcast, over those that have tuned into this broadcast. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I just praise you and bless you. I thank you, God, for divine strength today. I just thank you for a mind that stayed on you. I thank you for the peace of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I praise you, Father. I thank you, even after some said, if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side, I know I would have been consumed by the enemy. I thank you, Jesus, for the day that you departed, that the Holy Ghost came. I thank you for the Holy Spirit that abided on the inside of me right now. I thank you, Father, that we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. We can stand, we can face, and we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father, that we are never alone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank even as the psalmist said, the Lord, you is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I thank you, Father, you said to them that walk aright before you, you would not hold any good things from them. So, Father, I just thank you that just like your eyes, you watch the sparrows, you observe the grass, even though it's going to be mowed down or removed the next day. I thank you, Lord, for your eyes. It's on me as well. I pray and I bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, somebody. Praise God with me. Hallelujah. Whatever you're going through with right now, that don't you can't make sense out of it. And even if you've been in doing something for a while, you need to lift your hands and tell God, thank you for a peace of mind. Thank God that you're still among the living and not the dead. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. Even in the midst of adversity, the Bible say that many affliction of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver them out of all. Let's thank and praise God. Keep your praises up. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let me tell you something. The Bible said, for the spirit of heaven, put on the garment of praise. And if you keep your praises up, if that spirit of heaviness or that spirit of grief or sorrow or sadness, it has to go. So I just thank and praise the Lord today. I thank and praise the Lord that I'm not alone. Hallelujah. I'm never alone. Thank you, Lord. I'm never alone. I thank you, God, you have not given me the spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah, I have something to praise him about. And you do, too, regardless of what you're facing right now. You need to praise him. Lift up those holy hands and tell him thank you. Thank him that you're not alone. Thank him that you don't have to go alone. Thank him that the Holy Spirit, if you're born again believer, the Holy Spirit is on the inside of you. The greater one is on the inside of us. What you might be facing or coming against you right now, the greater power, that's a lesser power. The greater power is on the inside of you. If the enemy been trying to suppress you, been trying to get you depressed and stressed out, come on and tell God thank you. Thank him because he the lift of your head today. Even if you done got some evil report or bad news, you still can praise God. Hallelujah. Because I trust you. I choose to believe and continue to trust the Lord. And I pray, my brother and sister, you the same way. Don't let the enemy have you to focus on how bad it is, but let's focus on how strong. You see, God ain't just mighty, but the Bible says he's almighty. Come on, somebody. God is good all the time, regardless of what you might be facing right now. Even maybe, say, for example, if you experience some pain in your body, you still got something to praise God for because you're still among the living and not the dead. And I can hear somebody say, but Prophet Miller, you don't know my story. You don't know what I fear. You are absolutely right. I don't know how you feel. I don't know what you're facing right now, just like you don't know what I've been through with in the month of October. But listen, God is still God. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You don't know what I've been facing coming into November, the whole month of November. Thank and praise the Lord. We in December the 1st, and I just thank and praise the Lord for being here. I thank and praise the Lord for renewing my strength. Come on, somebody. Let's just bless the Lord right now. The psalmist said, bless the Lord, all my soul and all that is within me. Forget not all his benefits. God been good to me. I know the Lord been good to you, too, because if he hadn't, you wouldn't be able to listen at this broadcast. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to thank God for his goodness. I thank God for his mercy. I thank him for watching over my children, my grandchildren. I thank him, praise the Lord, for my two great-grandchildren that's on the way. Hallelujah. Thank you. I just want to say thank you, Father. Thank you, God, for supplying all of my needs. Thank you, God, for rebuking the devil for my sake. Come on, somebody. Thank God. I thank God for giving me grace to forgive. Hallelujah. Yes, to forgive. Come on, somebody. Don't you know you need God have to enable you with the ability to forgive? Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I remember the old saints used to sing the song, I know he watches over me. I don't know what tomorrow may bring, but I know he watching over me. And I tell you, I know that too. I just want to say thank God, and I'm telling you, ask the time, as I stated in the beginning, ask the time, dry night to Jesus coming. The Bible said the weaker gonna get weaker. But I want to say to you, as the Lord leading me, continue to believe and trust God. Come on, somebody. I want you, if you have your Bibles, let go to Proverbs, the 3rd chapter. Hallelujah. I just have an attitude of grace in there. I'm just grateful today. I'm just so grateful for all that the Lord is doing in my life. I thank you, Lord, for being the lift of my head. I thank you, Father, when I don't know and I can't make sense out of life, I can trust the one that know life better than I do. Hallelujah. Thank you. One of the scriptures says the Lord won't allow us to be tempted above that we able to bear. But God is faithful with the temptation. He'll make a way for our escape. So, Father, I just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. And if you have your Bibles, let's go to Proverbs, the 3rd chapter. I trust it is a familiar passage of scripture. And Jesus made this bold statement when he was led of the Spirit. He was being tempted of the devil. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeded out the mouth of God. Now, you know, it's a process. You don't get there or learn that overnight. But as a born-again believer, I had to learn, and you have to learn, that faith is a lifestyle. Believing and trusting and having confidence in what God's words say, it's a lifestyle, and you have to learn that. You know, I often, this week anyway, I was meditating on, in the 4 Gospels, the people, their faith was in what they heard about Jesus and what they seen Jesus did. But remember, Jesus told Thomas, said, Thomas, you believe because you have seen. But blessed are those that believe and haven't seen. And I just want to thank and praise the Lord for what God is doing in my life. And I thank and praise the Lord for the Holy Spirit that continue to bring about the reality of what is written. When the Holy Spirit bring about the reality of what Jesus did and what is written, that's what you call revelation, when it being made real to you. So I just want to thank and praise the Lord. I'm in Proverbs, the 3rd chapter. I'm going to read it first from the King James, and then I'm going to read it from the Amplified, and we're going to just expound on that a little bit, because as I stated, whatever you're going through with right now, don't give up on God. Don't stop believing. Don't stop trusting the Lord. If you are having problem, or you know somebody having problem in marriage or children or a family, but whatever, do keep believing God. First of all, continue to believe the Lord for salvation. Y'all listen. He said, to them that believe, all things are possible. The enemy go to extreme measure to try to get us to doubt God. But listen, you keep on believing the Lord. Keep on believing him. In Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, I did what I'm going to do. I'm going to read all the way down to that 7th verse. It said, my son, forget not my laws, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord. Listen, that's to my having confidence. I looked up in the Westford Dictionary what trust means. And the second, one of the second definitions, it was saying, trust means to place confidence, to depend, to be confident, hope, and trust, to permit to stay or go or to do something without fear or misgiving, to rely on or on the truth of, believe, extend, and there too again. That's what God wants you to do. I don't know what you're experiencing right now, but you need to trust God with it. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 5:7, it's a casting your care upon him before he cares for you. And the Amplified says, do it, cast it on him once and for all. And once you cast it on him, you got to know how to maintain your peace, because the enemy going to constantly try to get you to doubt what God says. But it gone down, it's a trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. And all thy ways, that's plural, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord, reverence the Lord, and depart from evil. And now I'm going to read it from the Amplified Translation. I used to love to hear the late Oliver Parker sing the song, Trust in God. Come on, somebody. She used to always sing that song, Trust in God Till I Die. Oh, yeah, they used to sing those songs at Zion sometimes. That, to me, a lot of their songs gave you faith. Now, some of the songs was kind of with a little bit of doubt and unbelief. But the late Ida B. Parker, the songs that she sung had always encouraged us, and it gave us faith, you know. I know my Heavenly Father watch over me, and he do watch. He is watching over you, my brother, my sister, okay? And I'm in the Amplified now. That I'm going to read the first six verses. He said, my son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. And I'm telling you, in the midst of adversity, you don't need to forget what God say about you. You don't need to forget what is written about you or what God written in his words about us. That's the time you don't need to forget, but that's the time you need to really rely on and focus on and put your faith and confidence in what he said, okay? And then he gone down. He said, for length of days and years of life. Now, when he said length of days, I found out whenever we keep God's commandment, what it'll do, it'll remove stress. It'll keep you from getting in doubt and unbelief. Stress and doubt and unbelief come through when you're dealing with things and they're going contrary to what God's words say, and you'll figure out or can't figure it out. Some of you that done listening to me, you know, on this broadcast radio, you hear me say a lot of times I had to find my figure out. I don't know about you, but sometimes when I would get in a hard place in a rock, or in them places, or in them times when I'm experiencing something, I just don't know what to do. My figure out will be trying to figure out how it's going to turn out. And I found out if you allow yourself or open yourself up to try to figure out your situation, you can open yourself up for doubt and unbelief as well. Instead of just cashing that thing on the Lord, I begin to say, Father, you know, I walk right before you, so you say you would not hold withhold any good thing from me. And since the Lord is my shepherd, you say, I shall not want. You say in your word, Father, when I abide in your word and your word abide in me, I can ask for the will. So, Father, I'm just going to believe and trust you. And not only that, I found out, too, a lot of times, certain things that I have to face in the future, sometimes I do look back. My mind, I go back, and I think about a situation that was impossible, something that I was dealing with, and it appeared like I wasn't going to get out of it. It seemed like the tunnel was so long that it seemed like I wasn't going to see no daybreak. But I started thinking about when God brought me through, when it seemed like I couldn't get through. And that's the only time that I look back. It don't bring sadness or sorrow, but it give me confidence. It give me faith to know and remember that when you thought you wasn't going to make it through, that God brought you through. Come on, somebody. And you know, on August 5th, my baby brother went home to be with the Lord. He transitioned from earth to heaven. But anyway, my mind went back because we were real close. But I thought about, well, God, you know, when mom came to be with you, you were with me. When my oldest sister, my oldest brother, my uncles and aunts, when they left, you were with me then. And, Lord, I know you with me right now. And that's good because you can overcome a lot through testimony. And not only just other people's testimony, but testimony about certain things that God have done in your own personal life. What you talk about, Prophet, today? I want to encourage you today. I want to strengthen you today. That's my goal because, like I said, there's a lot of things happening on the earth right now. Every time, I don't know about y'all, you turn on the news, you're hearing about a massive shooting or somebody done did something, and the enemy using all of that stuff to put fear. Here's a plague of fear on the earth in this hour in time. But you got to know how to resist fear. Fear will paralyze you. Fear will cause you to withdraw. Fear will cause you not to even want to communicate a fellowship with other people. You can't do that, you know, because God have not given you the spirit of fear, but God gave you what? A sound mind. That's what the word said. Paul said to Timothy. But after going, he said, for length of days and years of life worth living in tranquility, inward and outward, and continue through old age to death, these shall they add to you. And this is why it says when we forget not God's laws and keep his commandment, it'll cause us to live long. Other words, it'll cause us not to be so stressed out. It will remove stress and anxiety. Come on, somebody. It'll remove sadness. Come on, somebody. People don't believe it, but if you walk around sad all the time, it's going to mess with you mentally. It'll mess with your health. Come on, somebody. St. John, the 14th chapter, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Now, listen, when he said let not, that means you let not. That means that God have given you the ability to let not your heart be troubled. In God's word, in the book of Philippians, he said we need to think on things that are good report. Don't sit around and think on nothing sad. I learned that. Your whole body, just if you start meditating and think about sad things, your whole body will get with it. I better get it to line up with it. But he said, these shall they add to you. Let not mercy and kindness shed out all hatred and selfishness. In truth, shed out all deliberate hypocrisy of falsehood. Forsake not, forsake you. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the table of your heart. So shall you find favor and good understanding, high esteem in the sight of judgment, God and man. That fifth verse in that faith, lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord. Now listen, what it said, lean on, trust in, and be well, how you lean on? By taking God at his word. You see, the enemy always banking on us being ignorant. Hosea 4:6, the God people describe for lack of knowledge. The enemy banking on us being ignorant. But my brother and my sister, you ain't ignorant of Satan's device. I know what God say about me. He said, the greatest he that's in me, that he that's in the world. He tell me to forget not all his benefit. He tell me that he load me up daily with benefit. He tell me what Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. He gave me authority over the enemy. See, all of that you need to know when the enemy trying to bring discouragement and disappointment, you got to open your mouth and say what the words say. I found out, you know, a lot of times when you're going through something, I used to be like this. I didn't want to say nothing. I didn't want to open my mouth. I just wanted to withdraw. And, yeah, go have me a little pity party. But I found out if I withdraw, and get to myself and start meditating on the sadness, evil report, you know, that ain't going to help me. All that going to do, that'll cause you that spirit of sadness, but it'll cause it to weigh you down. You don't want to do that. And I found out stress, anxiety, depression, and all of that stuff, it can raise your blood pressure. It can cause you to have health issues. And we ain't going down that road, right? Come on, somebody. The Bible said, who the Son set free is free indeed. And whenever that little spirit of sadness and sorrow want to come on, you got to remind yourself, God have not given me the spirit of sadness, but I'm going to rejoice in the Lord because my confidence in him. Come on, somebody. And regardless to what happened or however it turned out, the Lord thy God is with me. And I can believe and I can trust him. You know, I was talking to some people, I ain't been too long ago. Well, really, I ministered at just a funeral. And you know, some, all of us going to die. All of us got to go through that door. God don't want us to be afraid of death. But death going to come to all of us. Death is part of life, just like living is part of life. We all going to go there. The thing about it, Jesus made it possible that you can die in the Lord. You know, a lot of people don't realize, according to the scriptures, your soul and your spirit going to live on. Your soul, I'm a spirit, I have a soul, I live in a body. Now, my spirit and my soul going to spend eternity in heaven. I can say heaven because I know I don't receive Jesus, my Savior and Lord. But if you haven't accepted Jesus, your Lord and Savior, your spirit and soul will spend eternity in hell. And a lot of people, all of us going to die. Yeah, but it hurts when it comes, when you lose a loved one. But all of us, God told me one time, especially when my grandmother passed, and that was when I really accept death. I didn't think people, you know, my grandmother was 103, they tell me, and I didn't think my grandmama was supposed to die. But when my grandmama died, it just looked like my whole world was shattered. Just, I mean, I went in a state of shock. And that's when the Lord began to reveal to me, he said, Ann, death is just the door to the other side. And that have gave me consolation all these years when certain ones of my loved ones leave. But my point is this, it comes to everybody. It's not one person on the earth that they ain't going to have to go through that door of death. And wherever they, when they go through that door, it's going to either take them to eternity with Jesus, or they're going to be in eternal damnation. But all of us have to go through that door. I just felt led to say that. Okay, he said, in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or your understanding. And that's how the Bible said, be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. And the way we do that, we have to take God at his word. Whatever you're dealing with right now, get your Bible. Sometimes I pick up my Bible and I just begin to read scriptures out of Psalms and Proverbs. And I mean, I can sense this strength, you know. As a child, we used to watch Popeye the Sailor Man, Popeye. And Popeye would take his Spanish, and when he would take it, it would like his strength. You could see strength coming in his legs and his arm. Well, the word of God the same way. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and life. Telling you, you don't need to sit down and have a pity party, oh me, poor me. Listen, trouble come to everybody. God never promised us a carefree life, but God promised me that I can cast the care on him. He told me I don't have to carry the care. He said I can cast the care or give the care to him, and I do that through his words. Come on, somebody. He said, In all your ways, know, recognize, acknowledge him. Well, how do I do that? By saying what his words say about you. It's not, listen, it's not one problem or situation you and I ever had to face that God ain't already told us what to do in the word. Now, the Bible tells us, I think it's in 2 Peter, the first chapter. The Bible tells us God have given us everything pertaining to life and godliness. Hear me. And it says it's according to his divine power. And it's God then given us everything pertaining to life and godliness. So whatever you experience, I sense this strong today in my spirit. Someone you listen at this broadcast, and God want to strengthen you. God want to encourage you. God wants you to know you are not by yourself, but he done made a way for your escape, and it's in his word. But you got to have confidence in what God say. You got to believe what he say. And listen, believing don't have nothing to do with my emotions or my feeling. I want you to hear me. Faith ain't got nothing to do with my emotion or how I feel. a lot of time I found out to bring my emotion, wind it back in, is to say what the words say and believe and have confidence in what God's words say. The Bible said he gave us everything according as his divine power have given unto us. All things pertain unto life in God, and it's through his precious promise. It's through having the knowledge and understanding that. That's what makes it so important and make it work. He said, be not wise in your own eyes, reverence, fear, worship the Lord, and turn entirely away from evil. But there too again, I'm going to read that sixth verse again. It's in all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge him, and he will direct and make straight and plain your path. He'll do it for you. God wants us to, I want to encourage you, God wants you to believe and continue to trust him. Okay? You hear me? Talk to yourself. You know, some people say, you know, it's okay to talk to yourself, but don't answer yourself. I talk and answer myself. I look in the mirror sometimes when I'm, you know, experiencing certain things, or when the enemy trying to put pressure on my soul. Your soul is your mind, will, and emotion. I look in the mirror and I tell me, Ann Miller, this is what you ain't going to do. Ann Miller, the Lord is with you. You can do all things. I begin to look in that mirror and begin to talk to myself based upon what God's word say about me. And I'm telling you, the Bible tell us the weapon of our warfare is not carnal, but it is mighty through God for pulling out strongholds. We dealing with invisible beings, these principalities, these evil force. They're trying to bring stress and pressure, discouragement, discipline. That them spirits be trying to bring that on you. To get out of it, you got to open your mouth and say what the words and tell yourself. And I believe what you say, God, and I trust what you say. Amen. Now, if you have your Bible, let's just turn to St. Luke, the fifth chapter. And this got my attention earlier. In St. Luke, the fifth chapter, in that 12th verse, he said, and it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Now, for one thing, he didn't supposed to be out that in the public. You know, in that time, lepers had to be at a hidden place. They couldn't mingle among everybody else. But you know the thing that blessed me, and I said it early, in the four gospel, the people, their faith was in what they heard about Jesus and what they saw Jesus did. But we in the kingdom now, we have to believe and trust what his words say and ask the Holy Spirit bring about a reality. And that's why when Thomas made this bold statement, he wouldn't believe when Jesus first showed up to the other disciples and Thomas wasn't nowhere around. Thomas told him, unless he see, and he only believed it when he put his hand with a hole, the net print, he said, I won't believe. And when Jesus showed up, he said he started believing. But Jesus made this statement. He said, now, Thomas, you believe because you seen me. But blessed are they that believe and have not seen me. We see him through his words, our faith. We weren't there when this leprosy man got healed. We weren't there when the woman had infirmity all those years were bent over and how Jesus cast out that spirit of infirmity. We weren't there. But we believe because the Holy Spirit is the one that make it real to us. What Jesus said when the Spirit come, it will speak of him. We're talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit make the word of God real to us. And that's what caused us to believe. Come on, somebody. No, I hadn't met Jesus in his natural form, but in the spirit I have met him. Because the Holy Spirit make him real to me, the word what I read. And he said, he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. But the point I want to make, he said, Lord, if you will, in one translation, I read it out of two more translations, and anybody know me, I like different translations. And I read it from the King James, the New International, the New American Standard, the William and the Beck. And in the in the New American Standard, it said, and it came about that while he was in one of the cities, behold, there was a man full of leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell on his face and implored him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. The point I want to make, because of what he done heard about Jesus, this man said, you can make me clean. Well, guess what, my brother? Bring that home to you and I today. You got to believe that God is able and can do something about your situation. You got to believe what in 2 Peter, the first chapter said. Through Christ, God done did everything that need to be done for us. Now, somebody might say, well, I prayed for my loved one and they died. Listen, if your loved one died in the Lord, you're going to see them again. It's going to be a reunion. You're going to be able to see them again. And that's why it's so important that people get saved. If they haven't restored their relationship with God, people need to get saved. Because we all, as I stated, we all going to die. We're going to leave here. When we came on this earth, we were just passing through. But Jesus made it possible that humanity could be, our relationship could be restored with the Father. And we can spend eternity with him. That is so important. You know, I tell people I have sympathy with people that lose their loved one. If it was illness that caused them to, but guess what? Where they go after here gonna be eternity. Okay? And it came about while he was in there. Like I said, in the city, there was a man full of leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell on his face, implored him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing. You got to believe whatever situation, whether it's sickness or finances or having problem with marriage or have a problem with a bad child, you got to believe that God is able to fix it, to work that thing out for you. He is able to make the crooked straight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And that William, in the William translation, he said, now while he was in one of the towns, a man covered with leprosy saw Jesus and fell on his face and begged him, said, Lord, if you choose to, you can cure me. Now, Isaiah 53 tell us, for Jesus himself took our infirmity, bore our sickness, and by his stripes we are healed. You know, I was thinking about that ain't been too long ago. And I seen that he took my sickness and my disease. And by his Christ, I am here. We have to believe and trust what God's words say. Come on, somebody. If it's not suddenly, immediately, you got to still hold fast. They used to sing a song. The choir used to sing this song. As long as breath is in your body, you got a chance. And I found out we have to have bulldog faith. George Meyer used to talk about bulldog faith. Other words, what you mean? They tell me if a bulldog get hold of you with his teeth or with his mouth, he don't let go. We got to hold fast our faith. If you believe in God for a miracle, you got your miracle going to come by you filling your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotion with what God's word say about it. It ain't going to come by you looking at that circumstance. Come on, somebody. You know, God let me know sometime, too, that sometime what happened when somebody, you know, get an evil report, instead of us meditating on what the word say about that situation, we start feeding ourselves on the negative. Read something about Clifford Dollar. We're talking about some illness he went through a bit too long, some years ago, and he was saying when he got home, he would not look at the doctor report, but he got to himself and he just began to meditate on what God's word said about his situation. And I'm telling you, this is something all of us have to learn how to do. Remember I said faith is a lifestyle? And we have to learn how to live by faith every day and not every now and then. We have to build up our faith before we even have to deal with a bad situation. My mom always told me, you don't wait till you get to a bridge to try to figure out how you're going to cross it. You need to know how you have some kind of idea how you're going to cross before you come up on the bridge. Well, it's the same way with our faith. That's why we need to keep our faith strong and keep our trust in God. Rely on him. Come on, somebody. Rely on him. But like I said, in the William, he said, Lord, if you choose to, you can cure me. And like I said, in the New American Standard, he said, Lord, if you are willing. Now, I'm going to read it from the Beck translation. And this is what that 12th verse said. He said, one day Jesus was in a town where there was a man who had leprosy all over his body. Now, this was considered an incurable disease here. Come on, somebody. And that's why I said, but see, this man, he had to be not healed about Jesus because the full gospel hadn't been read. So he had to believe in what he hear. The Bible said how the word came and dwelt among us and it was made flesh. That was for a reason, because the people, all they had at that time was the Old Testament. The New Testament had been written. God knew that, so he had to give the people some to believe, visible, so that God allowed them to hear about the miracles that Jesus ran around and did, and that caused the people to have faith and confidence in Jesus. And I guarantee you, every person in them four gospels that Jesus healed, where did they get the faith and the confidence to trust? It was because of what they had heard about Jesus. They heard about what he was doing, and some probably seen what he did. Well, guess what? In the kingdom of God, you and I have to take what the Old Testament said about the Old Testament, what the law and the prophets said about Jesus and how he came. Do you remember Jesus? I came not to destroy the law. I came to fulfill it. Everything that was said about Jesus in the Old Testament, Jesus fulfilled that. And like I said, those people, they faith and they trust was in what they heard about Jesus were doing and what they saw Jesus were doing. But you and I got to believe and trust what his words say about him. Amen. Okay, like I said, I'm in the Beck translation, and it's a one day Jesus in the town where there was a man who had leprosy all over his body. When he saw Jesus, he bowed down to the ground. Lord, he begged him, if you want to, you can make me clean. And like I said, my point is showing you this. Are you believing and trusting the Lord with your circumstances, with your situation? Are you trusting him with that evil report? Come on, somebody. It's going to be according to your faith. Be it done unto you. It's according to what you believe. So like I said, I know that from my own, the enemy go to extreme measures. And he went, did God say it? He tried to get us to doubt what we believe God said about us. Come on, somebody. And he started with your thoughts. Did God say? Yeah, he might have did it for somebody else, but they probably got more faith. No, listen, all of us started out with the same measure of faith. It's just that some people done apply their faith more than others, and their faith done mature, or their faith done grow. Their confidence and stuff done grow in God. Every situation, every problem can cause our faith to grow and cause our trust, our confidence in God to grow. But guess what? You got to apply it. Well, how do I apply it, prophet? By speaking it. Speaking it, remember Jesus even said he said speak to the mountain. You know, I wasn't raised to speak to a mountain. That's not the way I was taught to tell God about it. I wasn't taught to speak to a mountain. And Jesus said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain. Well, that mountain means your situation. Speak to it in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Jesus said, I give you authority. Remember in the Garden of Eden, God gave Adam and Eve dominion or he gave them authority. Come on, somebody. And they gave it up when Eve yielded to the serpent. Had the servant had her believe God was holding out. And the enemy always wants us to believe God. God not holding out on you. Come on. See, you got to keep your mind renewed. Because I'm going to tell you, mind-binding thoughts will come. Well, what is mind-binding thought, prophet? Thoughts of unbelief and all negative. Trying to get you to doubt God. But what the enemy did, he be trying to torment you because he after your faith. Because he know with thy faith it's impossible to believe God. The Bible says he that come to God must believe that God is and God is rewarded those that diligently seeketh him. If you're a born again believer, God done gave you enough faith. You have the faith in you, but you got to utilize and you do it by opening your mouth, applying it to your situation, speak to it. You know, I have walked, you know, I have walked in my backyard where I had mold. I have walked out there and I said, Father, I thank you. According to Genesis, you gave me authority over every creeping, crawling thing. Now, by the authority in Jesus' name, I command these molds to get out of my yard. The gopher, the vote, get out of my yard. I forbid you to multiply in the name of Jesus. Yeah, you have to speak. I'm speaking to it. Now, from the natural, that looks so crazy. Now, how you look speaking to some? Well, he told me to do it. See, that's what I'm saying now. You have to learn how to exercise your faith. It ain't enough to know faith, what faith is, but you got to know how to operate in faith. Speak. Speak to the mountain. You can do that. You and I can do. You can speak to invisible beings. Satan, I know you the root cause of all this evil, this confusion, but right now I bind you in the name of Jesus. Now, some people say, well, prophet, I don't believe that. Well, I do, and I find out it do works. Come on, somebody. Oh, yes, it does, because that's the way God gave out. God gave us faith that we can use it in the spirit as well as in the natural. And whatever the enemy trying to do in the spirit world, before it get to the natural, you can cut him off right there. But you got to open your mouth. That's why you need to know who you are in Christ. Come on, somebody. And this is what blessed me about, like I said, first of all, this leper, he had no business being out in the public. That was against the law, against the Mosaic of the law. But this man, he was taking a chance, and he after, like I said, he done heard about what Jesus done did. He done saw something. He said, I believe you can do this for me if you choose to. The man had faith, and he took the risk. So whatever you facing right now that seemed to be impossible, can you believe it's God will for you to be healed and whole? Now, I don't want you to go back. You see, some people faith based on other people's faith. No. Your faith got to be in your confidence, and it has to be in what God's words say. You can't do that. That'll cause you to cast away your confidence. Well, I know, because now I was like that at first about my grandmother. I know my grandmother was saved. And when my grandmother died, I got mad at God. I said, God, I know she's saved, and you wouldn't heal her body. You didn't do this. And first God told me, he said, you don't know the conversation me and your grandmother had. I didn't. I don't know what grandmother was saying to God. And then he also let me know my faith have to be in God's word, not somebody else's faith. Come on. Now, you can be encouraged through other people's faith, but your faith got to totally rely on what God's word said. First of all, God is a God of integrity. God don't promise one thing and do something else. Listen, if some be missing, God is never the shortest. It's never in God. And this is why it's so important. Find out what God's words say and put your confidence in what he said about you. You hear what I'm saying? Don't just base your faith on what some, well, I know they believe God for healing, and the healing didn't come, and they died. I ain't going to believe in God no more. A lot of people that catch where their confidence, but no. Your faith got to be in what God's word said. Faith began when you and I believe and trust what we find out in this word that he said about us. That's where your faith began, and that's where it got to stay in. God, I believe what you say about me. I embrace this promise right here This is what you said, God. The Bible said God watch over his word to perform it. Well, Prophet Miller, what about all these folks that they have faith? I don't know whether they have faith to comfort in God or not. That's what they said. I don't know that. All I can do is put my faith and confidence in his word because he is a God of integrity. Our Heavenly Father is a Father of integrity. And he said, I'll watch over my word to perform it. The Bible tells us how faithful God being. And that's why it's so important to put your faith in what God's word say. I don't hear men and women of God that done went on and they with the Lord. Now, I can't say they have a lot of faith in God, because I don't know that. Now, I can assume it, but my faith has to be based on what is written, what I know is written, what I see is written. I can't base my faith on other people's faith. Now, you might can start out with that, but it ought to come a time when your faith is totally relying on what God's word says. Other word, that God's word is the final authority in your life. You see, over the years, we all learn how and develop faith in other people. I mean, when I first got saved, prophetess Martha Jean Hill, the late Apostle Ida Bell Parker, the late Bishop Bourne, James Fo, a lot of my faith was in them. And prophet Martha Jean Hill, she taught me, Sister Ann, she's called me Sister Ann. She said, you got to develop your own faith and confidence in God, not just only me. She taught me that. My leaders taught me to develop my faith and confidence in what God's word say. They told me to get in the word, find out what is written, and put my faith in what is written, not in what other people say. See, that's what mess up a lot of people. They don't catch where their confidence in God because you're going by what somebody else say about God. No, it don't work. The Bible said, let every man work out his own soul salvation with fear and trembling. You got to work your own out. And how I do that, prophet, get in the word. Find out what his words say. And then you could, that'll get you faith. Because like I said, this man with the lepers, this man had no business being out in the public. But what really ministered to me, he said, you can if you will. He said, I know you can. He heard. He saw what Jesus did with other people. So my sister, my brother, as we close it, whatever you're facing right now, find out what God said about that situation and put your faith and confidence in it. And like he said, brother, trust in the Lord. Trust. God, I trust you with this. But problem is, what you do when it don't turn out like you thought it was going to turn, you still trust it. He know what's best for you. See, I learned that too. God know what's best for me. You know, God didn't even ask me what gender I wanted to be, or did I want to come on the earth through my parents. He didn't ask me none of that. He didn't ask me did I want siblings or not. He didn't ask me. He chose to bring me on this earth through my parents, and I thank him for it. He didn't ask me how many siblings I wanted. That was his choice, but I'm so glad that he placed me on this earth, and I'm thankful for the sibling that he gave me. Y'all, see, he's just awesome. He's my Heavenly Father. That was what Jesus told the disciples when they got ready to pray. They said, teacher, he just said, our Father. He is an awesome Father. I've been hearing a lot of leaders been preaching on the love of God. Y'all, God love us. God love us so much, but guess what? God know what's best for us. It used to be a TV program, Father Knows Best. God knows what's best for us. You got to believe and trust him. Don't let the enemy steal your confidence and trust. Don't let him cause you to depart from the faith. The Bible said in the last day, many are going to depart from the faith. Most of the time when people depart from the faith, I guarantee you it start out with, God didn't do something that they wanted him to do based upon their timing and their way. And they kept that a father, he's your father. A father know what's best. The father know the right time to move. A good father. And I learned, ask my father who, and I can trust him. Come on, somebody. He knows what's best for you. But he needs you. Go back to this leper. Do you believe he can do it for you? Come on, somebody. Jesus said on one occasion, according to your faith. Remember when he told Mary Magdalene, told Mary she was going to have a son. She said, how can this be? She was trying to figure out because she had never been with a man at that point. But she was engaged to Joseph. And then she said, be it done unto me according to your word. And guess what? She came to be the mother of Jesus. Ain't that so? Because when he first told her, she said, how can that be? And I never know the man. Because according to the knowledge, a woman has to be interactive with a man in order to get a baby. And she hadn't did that. And so she said, how can this be? And he told her how the Holy Ghost going to overshadow her and going to put Jesus in the womb. She said, okay. According to your word, be it done unto me. And I'm finding out even as born again believers, we have to believe and trust God. And my brother, my sister, whatever you're facing right now, you got to believe that God can and God will do it for you. And if it don't turn out the way you want, now some say you're going back, no. I want you to see all the sides of it. Because when things don't go the way we want, and that's one of the attacks the enemy used against all of us. When we've been believing God and it don't turn out like, don't cast away your confidence when it don't turn out like, especially if you believe in God for somebody else. I learned that too. They faith have a part to play in it too. Don't cast away your confidence in God because you were believing God to do something for somebody and it didn't come to pass. Or it didn't turn out like you want to. Y'all, I'm telling you, ask the time draw nigh for Jesus to be coming back. Keep your faith and confidence in God strong. And the way you do that, by praying in your prayer language, reading your word, and meditating on what the word of God say. Again, I want you to know, we're going to pray right now. Father, in the message name of Jesus, I thank you for those that tune into the broadcast. I give you praise. I give you honor and glory for them. I thank you right now, God, that person that was so sad and anxious and fearful, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus right now. I pray, Father, that you would strengthen them in their inner man by your spirit. I thank you for the Holy Spirit that have ministered to your peoples today. I come against swollen ankles, joint pains. I rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. I rebuke stress in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of doubt and unbelief. And Father, I thank and I praise you for it right now in Jesus' name. Again, this was Apostolic Prophet Willie Ann Miller. And I pray that you will enjoy the rest of your evening. And like I say again, continue to believe and trust God. Don't cast away your confidence. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews when they were experiencing trials and tribulations, he told them not to cast away their confidence. He told them to hold fast to their faith without wavering. And I'm telling you, whatever you're dealing with, don't cast away your confidence. Don't allow doubt to come in. Again, this was Apostle Willie Ann Miller, and I trust that you will enjoy the rest of your evening.